key senators from both sides of the aisle are pushing for more sanctions by Christmas, and the White House has been pushing back. President Obama is warning senators that passing new sanctions now threatens negotiations in the wake of a breakthrough interim agreement reached last month with Iran. Leahy, the Senate's senior member, agrees.
If we were to impose additional sanctions right now, there's no question Iran would walk away, and just as we would in a similar situation.
Leahy says he isn't ruling out supporting further sanctions in the future. Some lawmakers say Iran should be required to largely dismantle its nuclear program as part of a long-term agreement. Leahy believes the Islamic Republic is entitled to a peaceful program as long as proper monitoring safeguards are in place.
I don't know how you say any country cannot have a peaceful nuclear program.
Senator Bernie Sanders agrees.
If we can be 100% certain with inspections, etc., you know, I think that would be probably okay.
Unlike Leahy, Sanders has yet to decide whether or not to support more sanctions during the current round of negotiations.
Clearly, the sanctions have brought Iran to the table, but if increased sanctions ends up driving them from the table, helping the hardliners in Iran, that would be a negative. So how much more in terms of sanctions we can do is a question I just don't know all the answers to right now.
Sanders and Leahy say they haven't yet had the opportunity to study the interim six-month agreement reached between Iran and the U.S. and its negotiating partners. The agreement has been criticized by some in Congress who feel it doesn't demand enough from Iran in exchange for some sanctions relief. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.